What if the very thing you're holding up as proof of your righteousness is actually your indictment? Paul makes a critical distinction in Romans chapter 2, verses 27 through 29. The law has value, but not as a means of regeneration. The law reveals sin. It does not remove it. In that day, the Jew possessed the law. He knew the commandments. He could teach the statutes. But possession of truth is not transformation by truth. And this goes along with what Paul will write later in Romans chapter 3, verse 20, that he says, through the law comes knowledge of sin. The law is diagnostic. It's not curative. It shows the infection, but the law cannot heal it. And so Paul explains that circumcision of the heart happens by the Spirit and not by the letter. The letter condemns, but the Spirit converts. And this is exactly what the prophets promised. In Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah wrote, I will put my law within them and I will write it on their hearts. Ezekiel chapter 36 says, I will give you a new heart. The law can inform your mind and it can restrain your behavior. But only the Spirit can change your affections. Only the Spirit can remove stubbornness and replace it with submission. So if your hope is that you know enough Bible, that you attend enough services, or you understand enough doctrine, well, that hope will collapse. The law exposes, but the Spirit transforms. Here's a prayer that you can pray today. Holy Spirit, do what the law cannot and change my heart from the inside out. And here are two peoples that you can pray for, Sam and Suzanne Jordan and their family, our missionaries in Jordan. And also pray for the Hey Hey Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.